And what you're doing here, you're creating a reality because you're asking a question such as, where has Bush done terrible things? Or where has Hillary or Obama did terrible things? And when we ask these questions, we completely ignore, discard, not see the positives. Remember when I asked you about the geometric shapes? You didn't see the children on the bus, even though they were right there in front of your very eyes. So we know that questions create reality. And in order to maintain this consistency, we do very often one of these two things. Either ignore and discard or seek confirming evidence, positive or negative, to back up our schema. Hillary Obama is good, or Bush is good, or whatever it is that we're thinking about. The fourth thing is much more directly creating a new reality. What kind of reality existed before the 6th of May 1954? It was a reality in which 4 minutes was the limit of human ability. And what did Edison do? Sorry, what did Bannister do? He said it's possible, and then he changed the external reality, not just for himself, but also for other runners in the world.